Hi, you guys. I'm back. How are thou? Let me not waste no time and let's just get straight to it, shall we? We shall.
Eight, ignition sequence has started. Six. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V building up to 7.6 million pounds of...
You're jamming with the hottest disc jockey. Disc jockey.
Whatever.
Yeah.
searching for a love that's evermore.
Oh my God. Hi, you guys. Oh my goodness. First of all, happy fucking new year, right? Happy new year. I'm so excited to be back. I actually was going to wait a couple of, like a whole week later, but yeah, I've been guided to come back sooner, and there's just too much fucking shit happening too. So it's also like the longer I wait to come back, the more shit is going on, and I'm just like, no, I just gotta start talking my shit again, because it's just so much shit going to fuck on. So first and foremost, you guys, I really would like to say to you, Happy New Year's. I hope everyone is well. I hope you guys had a great holiday. You're safe, you're healthy, you and your family as well. And yeah, I love you much. So just getting the preliminaries out of the way, right? So I originally had said I was gonna wait till the 18th of January. I was like, I'm gonna wait until January 18th. And that was actually supposed to be my first day back to the podcast. But you know, I can say I'm gonna do whatever, and God may have a different plan. So yeah, that's how that goes, right? Shout out to God, for real, for being the head of my life. I'm very blessed and I'm very grateful. So you guys know how this goes, right? I am never scripted. I never prep. Y'all fuck with me and I fuck with y'all. And we just freelance this whole shit. But yo, first of all, there's a lot of shit I'm gonna get to. So let me first get to showing some love to the countries that, the latest countries that have been fucking with your girl. And you know how I do. I definitely want to show love to those countries who are new and decided to give your girl a chance. I appreciate the support. I'm gonna really get back to, you know, remember when I used to like play the anthems and shit? I have not done that in so long. I really need to go back to doing that, but I don't think today will be the day that gets done. But in the meantime and in between time, let me shout out these countries. I don't know what the last country was, you guys, the last time we spoke, but there's been a couple of new countries that have tapped in. I don't know where we stopped last, right? But shout out to Kuwait. Shout out to Portugal, Lebanon, Sudan, Qatar, Oman, Aruba, Sweden, Slovakia, and Malaysia. So, you guys, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My Jay-Z voice. Thank you kindly. You know, I appreciate the love. And it seems like my voice is really, really going over the fucking globe. Now, I think I'm at like, where am I at now, Spirit? 60-something international countries are tapped in. That shit is dope. I love you guys. Collectives, what's up? Yeah, I'm trying to, as I'm talking to you, so many things is boop, boop, popping in my head, right? So, shout out to the collectives, right? Yeah, man, there's so many people now who are aware of what's going on, right? Prior to the past, when I was first speaking about a lot of things that may have seemed foreign to people. It wasn't that many people who were really, not so much as aware, but could relate to some of the things that I used to talk about in the past on the show, you know, the twin flame journey, spirituality, you know, the starseed lineages and things of that sort. It is getting more recognized, right? But you know, when that happens, it does come with the possibility that some people will use that information and the enlightenment as a trend. So you definitely do got many people who are out here hummus-stunting and, you know, projecting. And when doesn't that happen, right? So it happens everywhere else. It should be of no surprise that it's happening in the spiritual teachings and enlightenments and knowledge. But yeah, a lot more people have awoken to what is really going on in this world and how things are a lot more spiritual than we may be led to believe or even understand, right? But you know, that's your free will and choice to decide if you're gonna open your motherfucking eyes and see what's really going on here in the matrix and in the machine, right? Because all these things, we all connected to some kind of fucking machine, if you ask me. But anyway, yeah, so I've noticed a lot of people still lying about the twin flame journey. And it's amazing to me because I think people really think because they call themselves a twin or they say they're in the twin flame journey without really going into depth about what that means, that that makes their relationship seem, it gives them some, their relationship a stamp of validation of some sort. Like, you know, you guys who just like titles and names and prestige, the twin flame journey is not a walk in the park. I don't know how many times I have to stress this, but since I'm a light worker, I will, because I'm about truth. I have to speak the truth out here. And for those of you who just gravitate to the word and wanna, oh, I'm on the twin flame journey, my twin, and my nigga, you, there's heavy consequences for that, for claiming to be part of the 144,000 if you're not. I'ma just put that out there. Like, you can say you're any motherfucking thing. You can say you a fucking bombing a snowman if you like, but that doesn't make it accurate. You know what I mean? Type shit. Like, I don't even get upset anymore because we're at a stage where the universe is really responding back to fuck shit. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Like, if you out here lying, perpetrating frauds, dragging shit, reaching, all of that shit, you're gonna be exposed. This is 2022. This is the year of truth and authentic love. So I just say that to say, if you reaching and going out your way, and there's a lot of relationships, you guys, I know you've seen it, right? The fuck is you talking about? You've seen it, where people are breaking up in numbers, like the way it's being done. And I'm talking about not just the people you know of in your personal life. I'm talking about on a grander scale, you know, where you're seeing in the media, people are divorcing and separating from their partners in multitudes, right? I think just, what was it, a couple of days ago, I read that Lisa Bonet, husband is divorcing her. They're getting divorced. And I don't remember, you know her husband, I think he's Aquaman, right? I'ma figure out what his name is. Give me a second. There you go. So it's Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa, right? They actually announced a split a couple of days ago, and they've been dealing with one another for many years. So that one was like, oh, well, I didn't see that one coming, right? But I told you guys, like, once we got into this year, if I didn't say it on the podcast, because I speak and, you know, send out channeled messages and do readings to the collectives in many different platforms. So maybe I didn't say this, but I'm gonna fucking say it now. These staged relationships, I wanna call them, or relationships in which people are staying together for whatever reason, but the reason is not that they're happy with one another or that they love each other anymore. They have no choice but to walk away from each other. The more they stay in a connection with somebody that they do not truly love, and only they would know that, the heavier the burden becomes, the more karma comes their way, the more negative and negativity gets produced in their connection. Like, it just fucks shit nonstop. So it actually eventually leaves them no choice but to break up. So you have them who broke up. You have a lot of people who recently have started walking away from their partners. And then you have some people who have went back to past partners. We're in Mercury retrograde right now, people. So I probably would kind of not do anything. Don't make no sudden moves, collective. My niggas, don't make a move until February 3rd. Whatever you deciding to do, you trust the advice that I give you. Don't do nothing until after the 3rd of February. Because if you know anything about Mercury retrograde, you know that this is definitely the period for misunderstandings and miscommunication and things to be wired wrong. Just chaos and confusion. So I'd kind of wait until this shit goes direct before I make any sudden movements that are super important, right? I wouldn't change... do too much alterations right now. Just kind of fall back until this shit is over. And then bust a move. Then bust a motherfucking move. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac. Yeah. So. But you know, during this era and in the new age that we are existing in, you know, all that fake, phony bullshit for whatever reasons, especially, and I'm speaking now especially with the celebrity community, or you know, people that are in the media or have some kind of rank of some sort. Should they continue to do things for attention and publicity stunt, they gonna get the attention that they was not looking for. So if you got people linking up with other people just for attention, Kanye and Julia, yeah, you're gonna get that attention. I am so, and you guys, I'm sorry, but not sorry. Kanye, I'm gonna speak on this right now because I was gonna hold off on this shit, but no, let me just get this out my motherfucking mouth so I can just proceed on to other topics. Kanye, in my opinion, right? This is my opinion, First Amendment right, okay? Kanye right now is having a fucking midlife crisis. I don't care what anyone is saying. Okay. This man, excuse me, Mocha. That's my cat. This man has definitely lost it in a sense of the way he's moving, and his reality is very rigged right now. I'll say it that way. I've seen Kanye West in the last maybe 8 months go through 3 separate relationships, and that's not healthy at all. When you deal with people or a person, right, should things not work out, the healthy thing to do in a breakup is to take some time to yourself to heal from the situation, right, if that's what's needed. Right? Because some breakups or some past relationships be fucking toxic. And that be the main reason why niggas break up with niggas, because the shit was fucked up. Nobody's saying you can't date and, you know, see other people. But the way he was running through relationships, it wasn't even indicated when he was dealing with other people after him and Kim, you know, like literally really called it quits. Wasn't like he was kicking it, or the media was literally making it appear like every single female he was dealing with was the girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? That's what made it noticeably disturbing. It's like, my nigga, every single one of these broads you dealing with, all were models. It was like it's been 2 white women and a black woman at the time. They were all models. That's what they all shared in the comment. But you were literally going and parading them around town. Like, each one you was with was going to be the one. Or, You was giving off that energy like you were serious with each one until that didn't work and then you got with another one. So the latest scandal, and I'm gonna call it just that, is his new relationship with this woman, Julia Fox, I believe her name is. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't really know too much about her because I didn't hear about her until she's attached to Kanye, right? So it's like, not to say that this woman is not doing something for herself, right? Because clearly she is. She's a quote model. And then she's got a lot of other weird things going that has existed with her and her career and success. But let me not move too fast on this one. If you can't see that Kanye is thirsting for some type of fucking attention, I don't know what glasses you looking through. Okay, this relationship that he has with Julia Fox, we don't believe you. I don't know why she's trying to convince people so bad so soon that this shit is everything. But mommy, ooh, we see those who see. She, it's funny that I even say this because I just saw an article earlier this morning that indicated that she said she must have a podcast too. Go figure, right? Who the fuck doesn't? But she stated something about it's not a PR stunt. Now, I found that really funny because for weeks now, I've been on Twitter pretty much saying, yeah, it is. We don't believe this shit. So, and I'm quite certain other people have came to the same awareness. Like, this shit don't seem legit. It seems staged. You know when anybody who knows real love, knows when a couple is really into them, like into one another, versus something being orchestrated. I don't give a fuck what she says or what he says, right? I can see past the veil. No, this shit is very much orchestrated. You guys, get the fuck out of here. He's become attached to people way too fast. That's number one. And how much is he into this relationship when this motherfucker is buying homes right across the street from the ex? Like, weird Kanye. Like, this nigga need therapy. If you ask me, he's hurt behind one relationship and trying to suppress and substitute it with all of these new females, right? I even read somewhere where Twitter, like, literally went off on Julia Fox, saying that they heard her speak in some interview that was conducted, and they even said she was sounding, or that she was trying to sound like Kim Kardashian. It's freaky. Like, this is the same woman who used her blood for some type of fucking art gallery or some type of artist show. Like, yeah. Then, like, whoa, Nelly. Then a couple of days ago, it's like when they started discussing her and Kanye's relationship, it's like she tried to solidify the fact that they're together by saying, oh, he took me to see Slave something, a play, the place out here in New York, because apparently she's from my state. Yeah, I'm older than you, sweetie, so it's my state. She's from New York, and her and Kanye went to a play. I forgot the name of the play. Slave something. Some weird ass fucking name, but I know the word slave is in that fucking name. They went to this play and she starts talking about how it was such a great date. And when the date was completed fabulously with a whole suite full of clothes and my boo. And, you know, almost as if she just knew it was her love once she had the clothes. And like, it just sounds superficial as fuck, my nigga. Like, wait, what? So you're basing your relationship in the seriousness and the attraction to one another, or you having to him being legit, number one, and number two being like you're almost comparing it like this is the one because you had a room full of fucking clothes. Bitch, that's so karmic. Like, that's so fucked. Those who know, they know. Niggas who know, they know. Like, this ain't never the love of your life, Kanye. This is a whole fucking karmic. But he's low vibrational right now. You see how that it works? So because he's in a low frequency, he's going to attract karmic connections and karmic females. if he was enlightened, if he was where he needed to be mentally, if his third eye was open, if his chakras was balanced, he would never be in a relationship with this kind of female. Absolutely not. But he's going to attract and mirror the same energy he sits in or puts out there to the world. And that means he's a karmic right now. He's a karmic. She's a karmic. Or this whole situation that he's in right now, you guys, you heard it from me first. It's a karmic lesson for either one or both of these niggas. But I promise you, this ain't no love. I don't care how hard. And believe me, after I put this out, this bitch gonna go hard. She gonna go hard in the paint to really act like this is some real Cinderella. We're in love. Again, I'm a truth speaker. No, you're not. Yeah, you using him and he using you. What for? Hey, that's up for debate. But this definitely, you guys, is not real love. This is not a real connection. It certainly gives off staged appearances, vibrations. I'm just gonna sit back and eat the popcorn and see how long this lasts. While Kanye still makes a fool of himself and make it very obvious that he has not gotten over Kim, and he's very much throwing salt in the whole breakup wound, right? He's not ready to let that go. And I'm not even going to touch really on the whole fact that, wow, what are the odds that years ago, Pete Davidson and Julia Fox did a whole photo shoot together as the Ken and Barbie dolls. What the fuck is that? Like they were acting like in this photo shoot as Barbie dolls. Like, obviously, like they were together, and all of a sudden now Pete, you're with Kim. It's just messy and nasty and ill. Yeah, so Kanye, if I had anything to share with you when it comes to advice, you really should not be focusing on anybody at this moment. You should be focusing on yourself and your children. You say you love God, right? That should really be your top priority right now, focusing on your relationship with the Most High, which has me now really questioning how genuinely connected are you to the Most High? Because I'm not judging. I'm just expressing what I've observed, right? And the truth is still the truth. Whether you like it or not, it's going to be true. You moving weird, bro. You moving weird, real weird. Like, shout out to Russia. Russia does tap into my podcast. There's viewers out there that listen. He's currently in the process of trying to arrange some kind of meeting with, I believe, the president of Russia. Who knows what, right? I'm not gonna speculate on what he's going into Russia to talk about. Perhaps he might wanna live there. Who the fuck knows? But he's definitely getting a lot of tension has been circulating about him wanting to actually have a sit down with him. So I don't know where that's going, but okay, right? Okay, Kanye is just, I don't know, don't take this the wrong way to the Geminis I know who are sane, but he's a Gemini, right? He's a fucking Gemini. Geminis, man, are different. I mean, each and every last sign. And before I end today, I'm actually going to give you guys the highs and lows that I came up with yesterday, actually, of each zodiac, right? So there's positive traits and negative traits in everything, right? And it's no different in astrology. But if you ever dealt with a Gemini, right? I'm not talking about the people who are Gemini, who are Geminis are gonna listen to this and be like, that's so fucking biased, Co. Okay, I respect your opinion. I'm dealing with a testimony of people that I have known in my 39 years of interacting with, of dealt with, that are Geminis, and they're toxic as fuck. Not all, but way too many. Like, I'll do it like that. Like, nothing is absolute, but damn, my nigga. I've met some fucked up, mentally unstable Geminis. Like, just, whoo, them twins, boy. But moving on, right? Moving on. Yeah, so there's that. there's that. So, you guys, don't bet the farm on it. I don't really see this relationship going any fucking where. If it does last, it's only because they're doing it for publicity. I mean, who the fuck? Think about it, you guys. You've been in love. You might be in a relationship. You might be married. When you love somebody, when you're doing things, you don't have time to make sure there's a whole PR, whether you're rich or not. You're not staging because if you're just regular people, right? Ordinary people. If that's you, you don't really have time to always take your phone out and snapshots to the for social media to prove what? When you really love somebody, you ain't doing nothing for TV. Once in a while, you guys might, you know, take photos, but most times it be off-shot photos. Like, it's real authentic love. When you start making sure that perfect kiss, perfect look, perfect book. When you do that, you put too much into it. You giving too much thought to it, which can't be natural, because natural is natural. It's done off impulse. It's natural. It's a reaction. When it starts looking perfectly aligned, and you know it's not, because it's the universal alignments that has it perfectly aligned. It's literally human beings orchestrating something to appear perfect, then yeah, I'm done. But let's move forward, right? Let's get off of Kanye. I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of his failure to heal, just in and out of loveless connections, and this latest one with this woman trying to really force this shit down people's throat. Like, no, we really aren't in love. I mean, seriously, the woman said, some of my friends said, once they found out, oh, this makes sense. It's like you trying to sell us this shit. Bitch, we don't believe you. Like, if you was really happy with this nigga, you wouldn't even have to go this far and this hard to prove that you guys got something good going. But this is all, yeah, like, ill. Moving forward. The last time we spoke, you guys, I was letting you go. Oh, wait a minute. Before I even jump into that, rest in peace, Sydney Poitier. Rest in peace, Betty White. We lost some real ones, you guys. We're only in January. What is this, the second week? Yeah, man. So I definitely wanted, before I forget, because you guys know I be all over the place. Like, I go through topics and discussions, like, forums. This is how you know this shit ain't never scripted. Like, yeah, me and the Divine, like, they send them topics. The guys tell me what to talk on. I talk about it. Yeah, so, but before I even get into other topics, I just definitely want to say rest in peace to those we lost in 2021, and to the ones we've lost thus far in 2022. Actually, let me take a moment of silence out of respect for the deceased. All right. Yeah. Thank you guys. Because I know you guys are the same. But yeah. So remember the last time I spoke to you guys, I was talking to you about what was happening with Nicki Minaj, her husband, and the lawsuit that was pending in regards to the woman that stated Kenneth had raped her. And was at the time announcing that she was harassed by Nicki, and she had started a $20 million lawsuit, a lawsuit in regards to what she alleges was like a shakedown. Like, people were calling her, she said, harassing her. She went and did interviews on, I think, The View. If it wasn't The View, I'm pretty certain it was The View. If it wasn't The View, then you can look up whatever talk show it fucking was. But the point is, she went hard to indicate what she stated was happening to her, so much so that she was suing. She had lawyers, everything was going forward. You guys, this is like, where the fuck? It's like the house in the Wizard of Oz when the house fell on a witch type shit in the beginning. That's how this shit feels. Like, the plot twist. Because here we are now. New year. Right?
the year of truth, authenticity, and real love, this woman drops the whole case with no settlement, money settlements, nothing of any sort involved to have enticed her to drop the suit. So now you got people stuck, millions of people who have been getting the information about this lawsuit and the proceedings of where it was going. I know I'm one of the motherfuckers because I have a podcast. I'm covering shit, right? I'm not fucking there, and I definitely don't know these people personally, right? So I can only discuss information as the information is put out by the media, right? Anything that I'm discussing to you is based on what the media puts out, and then I give you my take or opinion on it, right? So that's what I did the last time I spoke to you guys, because this woman was alleging that Nikki and her husband were Mac Baller, were in the Bloods gangs. They belonged to the set Mac Ballers, I think, that was the set, something to that effect, right? But either way, right, she came off very persistent and determined to prove these situations happened to her, right? So when you go as far as to keep discussing this in media, going on interview, doing interviews, right? And you know, literally doing and starting paperwork to have these proceedings happen in court. I mean, her lawyers were doing the do. Why, without any fucking explanation, I think you definitely do owe Nikki, if not anybody else, right? You definitely owe her an explanation for why the fuck you put her through the ringer to turn around and drop the case with no feedback whatsoever, right? You don't even explain yourself to the people that you pitched your story to, which is the people that seen the interview to Nikki and her husband, who had to go through this this unfortunate situation on a legal aspect. What makes you think I feel you have a duty, you understand, to explain your fucking self? It's not just, oh, okay, I dropped the charges and go away. Like, this seems a little weird to me. It seems very weird that a person would go through the lengths that she went. This lady went hard, you guys. Y'all know I ain't fucking lying. This bitch went hard in the paint. Like, yeah, they did this, they did that. I'm talking to these people on this talk show. I mean, you gotta be really weird to go that far, is what I'm saying. If this was not true, or even if it was true, and you just decide you don't want to deal with the lawsuit anymore, why? You know what I mean? It's too many open. This shit is just left open to interpret so many ways, which is why people need to start talking about what really is going on here. Because it looks highly suspicious that you would literally start a lawsuit proceedings that was really geared to just Kenneth, then somehow and attach the wife to it, then to continue with your testimony, in a sense, I guess, not the court testimony, but just to get your story out, you do an interview on a broadcast TV station channel, whatever, where millions of people saw that shit, right? And this is the story you put out there. It continued up until, what, yesterday or the day before yesterday? Up until yesterday or the day before, you decided to drop the suit. Like, nah, if y'all don't see something fishy is involved in here, I don't know what to tell you. Something definitely ain't right. Because what human being does that? Goes hard in the paint. It's one thing to lie. But if you lying, miss, why would you lie? As long as you did, and I can hear y'all, I hear somebody, you know, I heard you say, people, you'd be surprised what people would do for money. Yeah, I get that, you guys. Believe me, I know. There's a lot of strange shit people would do for money, right? But you talking about the potential of being sued for defamation now. Being sued. Like, now the ball is right back in Nikki's hands. Right? Right back. Home court advantage. You see what I'm saying? And she definitely did speak about the possibilities of her going after this woman. And who could blame her for the amount of money she spent in fucking attorney fees? That shit ain't no joke. I ain't no Nicki Minaj with Nicki Minaj money, but I definitely know I got my own lawyer for my business, right? When niggas try to play fuck games with my trademark and shit like that. You know who you are, bitch. Yeah, when niggas start doing fuck shit with my company and my trademark name and my business, I got to call my lawyer so he could, get to this shit, nigga. And he's an amazing attorney, by the way. And no, I ain't leaking his name, right? But it ain't hard to find out who he is. This nigga gets it in. That ain't free. You understand? I got my lawyer on retainer, and I got to pay him every time he do a situation that needs handling type shit. But I love that nigga, and I don't mind. That's why he's my lawyer. So, and I'm on a look. I'm just cold, right? This is just me, little cold in the building. Imagine the amount of money and that Nikki is kicking out or has kicked out. The number is 300,000. Okay, for this woman to not even give an explanation behind why she dropped the suit, whether or not she was telling the truth, because it makes you look like you're a fucking liar, Jennifer. I'm just going to put it out there. If it's really hard to not have that perception when you went so hard and then you turn around and drop the suit without giving any. She's going to have to say something. I promise you, give it some time. A publicist, thank you, Spirit, is going to speak. Somebody's going to have to speak on her behalf. Either she, herself, or publicists. Because the longer she stays silent about this, the worse it looks for her in terms of her character. You dig? Whoo, messy. Like, for the love of money. That shit wasn't smart, sweetheart. If this was a lie, if you made all of this shit up, and even if you didn't make everything up, but you dragged some events or you stretched others, I don't know, but it wasn't in truth, clearly. Because if it was, you would have kept going with that suit, right? Ain't nobody give you no hush money, right? Ain't nobody harass and threaten you, right? Huh? Or did they? Like, I mean, but I'm going to just keep it a buck. And I'm not saying this is what Nikki or her husband did. Please listen carefully. I'm not saying that this is what they did. But if a person had great influence and had real goons, right? They could definitely get you to stop something and shut the fuck up. Depends on how, you know, how far they reach go. You know what I'm saying? And again, not saying that is what they did at all. I'm just saying I know for a fact if you're a person that has great influence, think of it like Kingpin type shit, right? And that, yeah, that's the best example to give. There's a witness who's acting like they're gonna come to court to tell on a Kingpin. Y'all know how that usually goes, right? Either they kill that nigga or threaten him and the family to not show up to court, or they give them some hush money, look, like, here, take this, go away type shit. But in this situation, Jennifer has said that was offered to her from Nikki, and that is why, I guess, it prompted her to continue to go forward with this suit, to turn around and just, I don't want to sue no more, and run away somewhere. What? What the fuck going on here? Congratulations, though, Nikki. Whatever the circumstances is or was, it ain't her problem no more, right? And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all that matters to her. Moving forward, though. Yeah, it's not like Nikki's the only person that's been going through lawsuit situations, Cardi, as you guys know, or if you didn't know, let me let you know, because I do have new listeners all the time, right? So, Cardi's been going through a lawsuit. Well, she's actually got two lawsuits going on right now. She has the one with Tasha K, who's a blogger, and then she has one that deals with some music related issues. I don't know if it's the cover of a song, something else. It's more music prone, right? So I'm actually talking to you guys this morning about the suit that she has. Hers is a defamation suit that she's has with the blogger Tasha K. And you guys remember, I told you in very early episodes of my podcast just how much I started to have a disdain and dislike for bloggers, right? Because I remember a time when bloggers were very informative, right? And you kind of do appreciate the content that they put out and the way they process certain things and they give you their opinion on the matter. I used to, you know, that's definitely appreciated. Somehow though, bloggers have become extremely fucking messy. I'm gonna just put it out there. Like blogging became like messiness. Like, it no longer became people giving you information on what's going on and then giving you their opinion about it. It became motherfuckers just thirsty to be the first one to talk about some ratchet fucking messy shit. The messier the better, because that was spiking motherfuckers likes and follows and people, which says a lot about us as the human race, right? Like, we are so messy that we're the reason why people like Tasha K became to the level she got to, because she, who was listening? You know what I'm saying? I don't say us, because I wasn't listening. No disrespect to Tasha K, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't listen to any of Tasha K blogs. I had an ex-friend who was like infatuated, but she's a doppelganger anyway, so it makes sense that she was like obsessed with Tasha K, because she's fucking obsessed with me. But she was the person who even let me know who Tasha K was and the kind of character this individual that I know is made sense to me why she was attracted to Tasha K and her blogging, right? Because the individual I no longer fuck with is messy as fuck, right? Very messy. I don't like messy people. You know what I'm saying? We as human beings have all known to chit chat about situations. Nobody's above it. But some people make their whole entire existence about talking shit about other fucking people. I don't like that. Teach his own, but I don't like that. Like, if you're gonna put the truth out, putting the truth out is one thing. But this is a situation where our blogger wasn't putting out clearly truth. This blogger was indicating allegedly information about Cardi B that was by all means negative and proven to be false. So that right there is slander and defamation, when you're out here stating information about someone and that information is not true. She has stated Cardi B had herpes, HPV, sniffed coke, was a prostitute. And most of those allegations have been proven to be false, right? So there's that. But I'm gonna play devil's advocate really quick. Let's just say, Tasha K, that it was true, right? What gives you the right to, like, what made you feel like you had the right to talk about this woman's business? Like, unless she had herpes and you fucked a nigga she used to fuck and got it yourself, then why would you be trying to drag this woman? And again, she don't. Medical records have been produced to show that Cardi does not have HPV or herpes. But again, God forbid she did, because if that was her situation, that would have just been her situation. Why are you trying to? And this is why, you guys remember, I did a whole episode on the stigma of STDs. Why are you trying to make this woman feel bad about her situation? It's her situation. If it were her situation, The only way I could see you talking about the situation is if you fucked something she fucked, and now her situation is now your situation. Then you talk about you then. You think what I'm saying, if that makes sense? Like, other than that, if that ain't the scenario, then what the fuck are you trying to drag her for? Like, wow. The way people try to get a come up for themselves is disgusting, you guys. It's disgusting. Like, if you're going to speak your opinion on something, we are all entitled to that. That's why you keep hearing me say First Amendment. Yeah, nigga. But you cannot state things as it being a fact if indeed it's not. And in this case, my nigga, the things that Tasha K said about Cardi, as if they are true, can definitely affect her reputation, or if she wanted to, she could arguably say it's affecting her career. She did make a statement in court and testified that she felt suicidal after, you know, all of these, this information started surfacing. Now, I'm not here to say whether or not that's true. I think Tasha K's attorneys, if they wanted to combat that allegation, they better ask Cardi, okay, well, why feeling suicidal and all of that stuff, if they're trying to present doubt in that story, right, of her feeling suicidal. I do hope, for Cardi's sake, she got some type of proof that she saw a therapist, because you can't just scream, oh, I felt like this, I felt like that, I felt depressed enough to where I wanted to kill myself, and not show that you made some type of attempt to seek professional help. So there's that on that aspect, right? That would probably be something that Tasha K's attorneys might want to dig into, since she's already made her testimony in court about feeling like it affected her so bad that she almost wanted to kill herself. That's huge, right? That's saying the distress and mental anguish was so severe that I couldn't deal with it, that I almost wanted to off myself. Yeah, that's a problem. Tasha K, that's a problem for you and your team. It's a problem once them test results came back and it proved what you said to be false. If this woman sniffed cocaine and that's what she did, or that's what she wanted to do, that, hey, and am I saying it's true? I'm just saying, what does that have to do with you? Her being a prostitute, if she was selling pussy by the pound, my nigga, what does that have to do with you and your buzzy? But see, people do anything for attention. She ain't think it through. Niggas just think it's okay to sit on platforms and talk hella shit about people and make accusations and paint pictures as if shit is accurate. You gonna learn today how, if things are not factual, how far the reach can go in a legal aspect, right? Hey, but don't take my word for it. I'm just a paralegal, right? Yeah. Whew. Now, has she kept the blog based on how she feels about certain topics related to Cardi, or in her opinion, or hypothetically speaking? She probably wouldn't have been as fucked as she is right now. But this bitch talked with conviction. And yeah, like, that's a problem now. So, yeah. I know there'll be more to come on what's going on with that situation. I know you guys will be tapped in. If not, you know, and I know you'll know, type shit. So, yeah. Yeah, moving forward. So, you guys, you know, we got a new mayor out here in New York. His name is Eric Adams. Eric Adams. Yeah, so New York City's new mayor, Eric Adams. I will be very honest, and we're all entitled to our opinions. I'm not a fan, right? I'm not a fan for many reasons. I'm definitely not a fan for how he is starting off. That's number one. But I watched the newly appointed mayor in regards to how he was running Brooklyn. He was the 18th borough president of Brooklyn from 2014 to 2021. And I watched from the sidelines, because I'm from the Bronx, how much he didn't do for Brooklyn, for that borough, right? One can arguably say, nah, he did some shit. But I, from my lenses, looked like he was a talker. He was more talk than action. Every time, he's one of those people that always wants to be in the camera, but not really producing a lot of results. I wasn't very fond of him as the borough president, and I'm even less fond of him now that he's the mayor. He is, though, however, the 110th mayor of New York City, the second African-American president. I mean, president. Whew. That must mean, hey, Spirit, listen, don't be surprised if Eric Adams tries to run for president in the future, okay? Because it came out my mouth, all right? But what I meant to say was he is the second African-American mayor for New York City. Mr. David Dinkins was the first. I'm fortunate to have witnessed that. Yeah. I was in elementary school when David Dinkins became our mayor. A lot of people won't necessarily have positive things to say about him being in office due to the fact that crime spiked tremendously, and that was really the crack era going haywire. And I think that just opened up the door for when Giuliani and Pataki got here for, you know, the way they started enforcing law according to their policies. But going back to Mr. Adams, my issue with Mr. Adams is very, is grounded in the way he's executing things that relate to this city. I live in this city. I pay taxes in this city. I have children who go to school in this city, right? So I definitely go and voice what I need to say, because what I need to say matters, right? Just because you black, number one, let's just be clear. I ain't one of them black people that just fuck with you because you black. All skin folk ain't kin folk, you heard? When it comes to shit like this, governmental roles, I wouldn't give a fuck if you black, white, orange, polka dot, stripes, and plaids. I'm concerned about if you got the best interest of the people in mind and not your interest, whatever those interests might be, especially if they don't coincide with the interests of the people. Yeah, I got cats. You guys, not cats, cats. These niggas be on some other shit. But anyway, if you hear a lot of galloping and shit, no, I don't have a farm for horses and shit. This is my feline friends. Yeah, with the energy. So anyway, back to Mr. Adams. He disturbed me a lot in just a matter of weeks. First of all, when he got sworn in, right? If there wasn't a red flag about his being sworn in, I mean, if he didn't look at it as a red flag, I would have. Because the day he got sworn in, there was some type of shooting that occurred, like, what, feet away from him? In which an officer got shot in the head? Wow. So there's that, right? Then this motherfucker comes out his bag and says, makes a statement in regards to COVID-19. Now, everybody is dealing with COVID-19, right? But right now in New York, COVID-19 is crazy. You know, if you yourself haven't already been affected by it, there's a possibility that you will, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, right? And so this man suggested that we need to allow our children to come to school regardless of if they have COVID or not, that the best place for them to be, and I quote, is to be surrounded with other vaccinated people in school. Nigga, what? This is coming out of the mouth of an educated man, right? This man, and that's why they say degrees and shit don't impress me, because when it's time for this man to talk about topics of discussion to the people, that's important. He sounds like he knows nothing of what he speaks of. He really does. I'm not confident in what the fuck he's talking about, and he don't look confident in what he's talking about. His damn self. He go, like, make it make sense to me where you feel like kids that are or have COVID should be in the school building. Where the fuck does that make sense? Where? So that they can go home and risk transmitting what they have now caught in school to their loved ones at home? Make it make sense, my nigga. This don't make sense. But I get it. You know what I'm saying? I understand the whole point and why he's pushing for motherfuckers to get these kids in these seats, because it's all business. It's all money, niggas. Like, that's the Department of Education, which he oversees. You get your funding from the feds for the Department of Education. If motherfuckers ain't got attendance, if we can't vouch for people being in these seats, that means things are not being utilized. That means, you know, what do we need to give you this much money for? You see where I'm going with this? So it ain't really him probably believing that what he's saying is the best suggestion to do, but he got to figure out a way to get the budget to keep coming in and coming in at the amount that he's requesting at some point. So, but at the fucking sake of our children and their health, nigga, you crazy. But that's really what the fuck the nigga's saying, in my opinion, right? When he tells you your kids need to be in school with fucking COVID. Who kids, nigga? See, I'm so grateful my kids are in charter school. But I am going to advocate for my friends. Oh, well, you know, I hate that word, friends. But niggas I fuck with type shit who have children that are in public school, right? I go hard for them and mine. You know what I'm saying? But my daughter is set up in a way where they're the type of schooling that they're in, they ain't got to listen to much of anything the mayor say. I learned that from Success Academy when Heavenly, my oldest, she's 18 now, but her first school and only school was HSA. It used to be Harlem Success Academy, a charter school. And Eva Mockowitz, the founder, expressed to us just how much the mayor does not have control over what she does in her school because she doesn't answer to the Department of Education. Yeah! That made me love charter schools instantaneously. What? You don't have to do what the fuck they tell you. I mean, it's guidelines around it. She does have to, in some aspects, follow the governor. She, I think that's why she had the governor at that time in her back pocket. But, you know, you really gotta fuck with you, man. Fuck what you talking about, same shit. Especially when you suggesting that if my kid is sick, I still bring them to fucking school. Are you insane? That was my first issue with him. Then my second issue became when he recently appointed his brother as the deputy police commissioner. My nigga, what are you doing? Now, granted, no one is frowning on the fact that you have a family member that you are pulling up, or you wanted, you use your influence to get them a particular job. We've seen it done in many different fields, occupations. You probably work somewhere right now where somebody's in a position that you know damn well they shouldn't have got, but because they mama, daddy, sister, cousin, brother, uncle, nephew, you know how this go, that's why they're there and your ass ain't, type shit, right? Is it fair? Absolutely not. But does it happen? Indeed it does. It happened once again with him appointing his brother Bernard to this position. And it caused a lot of skepticisms and concerns about nepotism, you know, which is what I basically just outlined for you. And so, you know, it's always the power of the people. My black ass is vocal as fuck. That's what I got this voice here for. That's what Jesus said. Talk your shit, but talk the shit that I need you to talk. Not always bullshit. So when I need to get more political with it, I will, and I do. And I voiced my opinion about how I was not comfortable with that. Like, that's a conflict of interest concern by all means. And I don't know how that shit was overlooked to the point where he's able to do this. But guess what, guys? What was it, 2 days ago? Yesterday or the day before yesterday? He demoted the brother. Yeah, because it's causing too much of an uproar. So that's one. Two, he's also now considering operating temporarily remote learning, which, duh, nigga, have you not seen the cases? We are experiencing COVID cases the numbers, I should say. Have you not seen the numbers and the spikes? Why would you be careless and negligent enough to even advocate for our children to continue going to fucking school? Sit. Like, what? Doesn't scream re-election to me, but whatever, right? My last distaste for him was when the motherfucker put on a hoodie and bragged recently about him being the first mayor. I bet you never see, I'm the first mayor to wear a hoodie. I got swagger. Nigga, really? Really? Are you trying to appeal to the hood and the youth by suggesting you have swagger? Because doing that gives us the complete opposite feeling. Yeah, what swagger, nigga? You're doing too much. And on the contrary, he was not the first. I believe the mayor we just left, de Blasio, actually was. So, whatevs on that, right? But, you know, I just mention that because you don't know how much power actually lies in people and in manifestation when they stick to the script and they hold it standing ground. I tell you. Well, you guys went well over an hour, so let me wrap this thing up really quickly, and you know I'll be back in a couple of days. But lastly, I wanted to discuss with you guys the latest and the Supreme Court case regarding Biden's vaccine mandate, right? This is a huge win, you guys. And I think you guys need to know, if you don't already know, I'm definitely gonna let it be known, because this whole, the way we've went about these vaccine mandates, in my opinion, again, has been very unconstitutional. I think we use a lot of scare tactics, in which many people have agreed to take the vaccine, but not necessarily because it was their own choice. A lot of fear tactics was involved in why a great percentage of people even took the vaccine when they really may not have wanted to. And when I say fear tactics, when you start mandating that a vaccine has to be taken in order for you to work, where does that fucking leave you? You understand? Like, some people can arguably say, well, then you just gotta, you know, go somewhere where that doesn't happen. It's not as easy for every single individual person to do that. You understand? And that's what I mean by you using a fear tactic to push your agenda. So specifically, I live in New York. I'm going to talk about New York. I believe that's what's been done here in New York. You know, you really were getting ready to be very limited on your choice to not have this vaccine, because it went from, okay, well, if you don't want to have the vaccine, then wherever you work, if it's a company of over 100 and more employees, right, you then have to subject yourself to COVID testing once a week to show that you don't have COVID. And then, you know, and for those who did not take the vaccine, they were like, all right, that's fine, we'll do that. But then when the city started noticing that people were comfortable with that as a suggestion, and it does not help them if their agenda is to get every motherfucking body with this vaccine in their system, it became a new law. Well, Biden was trying to push by February 23rd, fuck all of that, you ain't taking it. Now you gonna take it if you wanna work anywhere and make money. So it was going from, okay, you have a choice of taking it or not taking it, to him really trying to push, no, you ain't got no choices. By this date, we gonna make it to, if you wanna get money in New York City, you gonna take this vaccine. Which is like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, I think we really have people overstepped our boundaries in the way we've addressed this vaccine mandate. You know, everybody should be entitled to a choice of what they want to do for them or what they choose to do for their children. When I really feel like our constitutional rights were violated. You understand? And the reason I say that is because I read something, you guys, in the case that this particular Supreme Court justice made this like statement, it has absolutely nothing to do with the mandate, you know, but just listen to the content of what this man is has said, right? Give me 1 second. Okay, you guys, so I found it. I was gonna break this up for you. So I found it, and where I got this from was my undergrad constitutional law book. Sometimes I get bored, American constitutional law. I get bored and I wanna read something. And I still have a lot of my textbooks from undergrad and grad school. So it's like a refresher. You always just wanna stay sharp, right? At least that's how I move. So listen to this quote. It's from Justice Anthony Kennedy, right? And this actually was pertaining to the writing for the court in Lawrence versus Texas, if you wanted to know where this was derived from. But I want you to focus more on what's being stated, right? It says, liberty protects the person from unwarranted government intrusions into a dwelling or other private places. In our tradition, the state is not omnipresent in the home, and there are other spheres of our lives and existence outside the home where the state should not be a dominant presence. Freedom extends beyond spatial bounds. Liberty presumes an autonomy of self that includes freedom of thought, belief, expression, and certain intimate conduct. So when I read that, what I got from that is the state is limited based on the Constitution, right? That your liberty is supposed to be protected from the state being intrusive on it. You understand? And it, to me, I could be wrong here, but the way I'm looking at shit, this mandate is kind of intrusive, niggas. Especially when some states are doing some things and other states aren't. Like, what the fuck? How come my state is forcing niggas to take the poison? The vaccine? And other states just took this shit to Supreme Court and challenged it. Well, let me give y'all the latest on that finding. And so you're not going to find too many people letting you know about this, especially New York. They talking about it, but they talking about it a little low, you know, because it goes against everything that they are pushing here in New York. So, yeah. Okay, so the Supreme Court blocked the Biden administration's rule, making corporate policies difficult to kind of enforce. So yesterday, the Supreme Court blocked the Biden administration from enforcing a vaccine or testing mandate for large employers. Listen to this. Parts of which were set to go into effect on Monday. Now, in this ruling, and this is according, you guys, to the New York Times, just so you know, right? Now, according to the ruling, the court said that the Labor Department does not have the federal authority to issue this mandate. And you guys, I'm going to leave it right there, because I'm not going to go into everything. You can, at your own leisure, take it upon yourself and find out more information about that. But that's a huge win. Okay? If you are working at a company of 100 employees and more, your employer HR ain't going to tell you this, nigga. But all of that forcing you to show proof at anytime a situation gets brought to the Supreme Court, if you got an issue in your state, right, and you're upset with what the fuck your state is saying, you challenge it and take it to the Supreme Court level. If the Supreme Court decides to rule in your favor, that decision becomes now what? The decision of the land. We should know that. It's not like Mississippi and certain states when it came to segregation won those cases, and okay, now the ruling is only in this state is no longer segregation. You see where I'm going with this? So if the Supreme Court just ruled that all this fucking mandates, vaccine, and forcing employees to test every weekly to show they ain't got COVID and all that, the feds just helped you motherfuckers out tremendously. They pumped the brakes on that shit, guys. Round of applause for, like, the government ain't all fucked up, my nigga. You just gotta know who's doing what in the government type shit. You dig? This is why I implore you guys to get involved. So yeah, I'm not gonna spend too much time because I've took a lot of you guys' time. Maybe I'll, you know, expand more on this on the next episode, but I really didn't want to leave without letting you guys know the latest on the ruling of the Biden administration as it pertains to vaccine mandates. And so since I happen to live in one of these states and work for a company that has well over, definitely more than 100 motherfucking people, and I can contest, I can concur, that my employer was definitely enforcing what the Biden administration was enforcing, right? That it's good to know what the new laws are, what the federal government has stated. And again, that's the law of the land. So who gives a fuck what anybody else talking about once the Supreme Court gives a ruling, right?
Alrighty, so you guys, let me just give you the zodiac highs and lows, and I'm going to be out of here. And I will touch bases with you guys pretty fucking soon. Oh, update on the book. I am hoping to be done by the ending of February. All is going well, you guys. This book, whoo! This book, I hope you guys, when I do launch it, every one of you guys that listen, I hope you guys pick up a copy. It is my truth. It is my story. It is an amazing book, if I should say so myself, but I would prefer for you to let me know what you think about it. So let's just jump into these astrology. All right. So this is how I felt.
I started thinking about the zodiacs and I'm like, it came to me. What are the highs and lows of each sign, right? And I'm very fair and unbiased. So you guys, many of you guys know I'm a Leo. Don't think that I just didn't. I was very truthful, you guys. And here are the highs and lows of each sign. So Aries, your highs are you're strong-willed, determined, brave, extremely motivated, persistent, and quite independent, as well as intelligent. Now here are your lows. You're immature as fuck, self-centered, have been known to be a shit starter, mean, egotistical, and have dramatic spells. Very dramatic. Taurus, my Taurus, earth signs. The highs for you are organized. You're a boss. You are a money magnet. You just, for some reason, money just attracts to you. You are a fighter, a warrior. You're very loving. You're enlightened and protected. But your lows are you come off as a bully. You can be a tyrant, extremely stubborn, aggressive. You've been known to be cheap. Just because you're a money magnet don't mean you ain't cheap. And hostile. Gemini. Your highs, Gemini, is that you're flexible, right? You're encouraging. Have a radiant personality, a good communicator, right? Ambitious and sensual. However, your lows are that with that good communication comes the art of being manipulative. You are two-faced. Chatty patties, you're a hater. You see everything as a competition. Quite promiscuous. Known to gossip. And have a very strong attraction to like black magic and dark arts, right? Cancer! Your highs. I think you're family orientated. Many of you guys, most if not all of you, are domestic. Like the home life, right? You're loving, you're emotional, you're good with money, good with finances. You're loyal too, multifaceted, and you are great fucking company, right? Keeps it real. But your lows consist of you having a lot of mood swings. You get depressed a lot. You switch your jobs or careers often. You've been known to do that. You also have like trust issues. Can't keep secrets, okay? And you're short fused when irritated. And being emotional can work for you and against you. So that can be a high and a low if it's not balanced right. Leo, your highs are you're loyal, you're a leader, you're dependable, life of the party, brave, truth speaker, and attractive, right? But here's your lows, Leo. You think you know it all, right? Arrogant as fuck. Selfish as fuck. Highly competitive. A pompous attitude. Lazy at times. And burns through money. Virgo. Your highs are that you're poised, you're gifted, you're analytical, you're great with finances, you're brilliant. You have this family first sort of persona. You're given and when I say given, like you give a lot to people. And you're fun to be around, right? But the lows of you show that you tell lies often. You're prone to having addictions. You're cheaters, okay? And you gossip a lot. You suffer from severe depression. And you always look for validation from other people. So, Libra. Moving forward. Libra. Your highs are that you are supportive. Very supportive person. Provider. You have the ability to judge fairly. You attract wealth, charismatic, highly intuitive, attractive, and will pretty much do anything for your loved ones, right? However, on your low side, you a liar, whole liar, manipulative as fuck, anger issues, Libra anger issues, plays the devil's advocate, can be selfish, vindictive, and extremely fucking jealous. Also, you've been known to be a people person, people pleaser. Scorpio, your highs are that you're funny, right? Let's just get that off the back. Super passionate. You take risks. You're a daredevil, right? It's sort of like you've been here before. You're powerful, though. Brilliant. Multi-talented. You know you're an amazing lover, right? You've gotten that told to you how many times in your life? Okay. And as far as you being loyal, you are until otherwise. And only a true Scorpio understands what that means. So they loyal until otherwise. Now your lows are, you are a true nemesis. Evil. You're a thief, okay? You have a direct line of sorcery by birthright. You drag the fuck out of situations and outcomes. Spiteful. And you're definitely prone to addictions of all kinds. You do not let shit go. You hold grudges. Sagittarius. Your highs are, you're very goal-oriented. You're solid. You have this sort of luck that just goes with you. You're quite lucky. Gorgeous. Or if you are a male, handsome. You're another money tree magnet. But you're super down to earth. Some of you Sagittarius know y'all the shooter. Right? But you're extremely wise and you have so much compassion. for things that you involve yourself in, and you are courageous. Now, the low side of you is that you're a sellout. You can be compromised. You associate with bad company. You find yourself in a lot of domestic violence sort of situations, right? Or you're just prone to it. And the way your confidence can be set up is based primarily on how the world perceives you and not from a sense of inner knowing of who you are. Capricorn, your highs are that you're hard workers, extremely diligent, boss, right? Capricorn boss, works well under pressure. I mean, just you guys, it's the fucking goat. You're the goat, right? Self-made. You guys build foundations and empires. Very grounded and just mentally sharp as fuck. The lows of you guys are, you guys have very evil intentions, okay? I'm just gonna say this word. Rituals, all right? Resting face. Known to be antisocial, you niggas barely smile. Militant as fuck makes a habit of being a cutthroat. And another word we're just gonna leave here. The devil. Okay, Aquarius, your highs. That you're supportive of people. You're very knowledgeable about things, and you have a sense of spirituality. Many of you guys have OCD, extremely clean freak fanatics, friendly, amicable. Lots of love to give. You are really great with numbers, mathematics, entrepreneurs, and you guys are blessed. But on the low side, you guys have a lot of karmic ways. You could be cursed. You're too jealous, obsessive tendencies and behaviors. You guys like to enforce a lot of things, become like enforcers. You lie a lot and will pretty much do anything just to be noticed. Yeah. Pisces, on the high, you are extremely funny, happy with life. You have this like dreamer sort of energy and aura about yourself. Huge on the music lovers. You know many secrets to the universe. Those who know that are Pisces. You flow through life with ease, right? You attract very diverse people as well. But on the low side, you can be too complacent, very disinterested with life, very blasé, like blah. You isolate, like meh, thank you, spirit, meh. Isolate yourself from family members. Have been known to stay stuck in a certain mindset, like a certain way of thinking. You have addictive personalities that encourage addictive behaviors. You associate often with the wrong crap. So, what you guys think? I got a lot of feedback about this already, and literally every single person that has reached out to me has agreed with both the highs and the lows of their sign. I think what we as people face the challenge in doing is balancing it out, right? So maybe not every single attribute will resonate for you and your sign, but I'm pretty certain that at least one of those things that I mentioned for your sign describes you at a high and a fucking low. So let me get the fuck out of here, you guys. I love you guys. And yeah, I'll be back pretty soon. And I love you. Oh, I'm getting all emotional. Later, you guys.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.